This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet. Today's Napkin Scribble is sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. Now here's Leonard Sweet.
We've all been taught that the Bible is the inspired word of God. Some of our tribes go further, the inspired, infallible word of God. Some tribes even go further than that, the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I'm here to tell you, it's not just the words, it's the story itself. These are inspired stories. These are inspired metaphors and images. And we don't have time to get into here, but there's also a soundtrack to the scriptures. And it's an inspired, authoritative soundtrack. In fact, I would go so far as to say there is only one story that you can trust your life to, and that is this story, because the story is inspired. And I would even say it's the inspired, infallible story of God. Every commercial says, trust your life to my story, trust your life to my story, trust your life to my brand, trust your life to this celebrity story. No, the only story you can trust your life to is the story of God from Genesis to the maps. It's one story, and it's the divine human story, and it's the story you can trust with your life. So will you trust the story some more that we started last Napkin Scribble about how to read the story of the first Adam? And let's connect the first Adam story to the last Adam's story. Now, the Bible begins with the first command that God says. First words are important. First words out of God's mouth, earliest creation account, Genesis 2. This is the first commandment of the Bible. Eat freely. Can you trust what the last command of the Bible might be? For last words out of God's mouth? Now, it's got to be a command to match the first. If you go back and look at Revelation, here's the last command. Drink freely. Look at Revelation. The last chapter. The last passage. So the Bible has bookends. Eat freely, drink freely, and you know everything in between is the table. And so let's eat from that table now as we connect the first Adam story with the last Adam story. Let's trust the whole story. Trust the story. I've said it before, I'll say it again. You've been taught to trust the words. I want you to trust the story. In these Napkin Scribbles, we're all connecting dots. We're all about connecting dots. Trust the story. The end of the story is finally completed when the last Adam, the second Adam, who does what the first Adam couldn't do and brings us back into that garden relationship. But wait a minute. That last Adam had to go away. But he's alive, but he's away, and he's both here and he's not here, but he is here. And out of the side of that last Adam, whose side was split on the cross, and what came flowing out was blood and water, and out of that side a bride was conceived. And that bride that was conceived on the cross, out of the splitting of Adam's side, was the church. Now, it was only conceived on the cross because it needed something else for it to be born. And you all know what it needed, because Adam, the first Adam, didn't come alive until he was breathed into by God's breath. See, in order to be human, it takes the divine to be human. And so God's breath breathed into him, he became a living being. And that new living being that would be the bride of Christ needed to be born. The breath that was breathed into them by Jesus in the upper room, and then the gale of the breath that came with Pentecost. That's why we date the breathing of God's Spirit on those assembled at Pentecost as the birthday of the church. Because the bride that was conceived from the splitting of the side of the first Adam was the bride that was conceived with the splitting of the side of the last Adam, the body of Christ, the church. And the bridegroom has a bride. We need to treat that bride very carefully. Even more carefully than we treat our pets.
Thank you for listening to Napkin Scribbles. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with a friend today. Today's Napkin Scribbles was sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. For Professor and Author Leonard Sweet, until next time, happy scratching and scribbling.